What are our strategic interests in Hungary?
Well, we have our strategic interests in terms of what are our key priorities.
Senator, I am no real expert on China, but
Norway has been very quick to denounce them.
Government has denounced them. The coalition government, they're part of the coalition of the government.
I stand corrected.
Mr. Mehmet, have you been to Argentina?
Senator, I haven't had the opportunity yet to be there. I've traveled.
Well, to talk to us about this, and as you might imagine, the professionals in the Foreign Service aren't that crazy about it. We have with us the president of the American Foreign Service Association. It's a pleasure to welcome to the show, Bob Silverman. Good morning, Mr. Silverman.
Good morning, Doug. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate it. It's not, you know, I read a lot of American history, and we've sent many, many, many ambassadors overseas who were not, in some cases, were pig ignorant of the nations that they were serving in. And many times their sole qualification was that they were friends of the administration, usually campaign donors. So that's not unusual. But the world has kind of changed a lot. The world has shrunk, and it's getting harder and harder to justify sending somebody to a country if they don't know anything about that country.
Doug, you're right. Let me just add, you're absolutely right what you just said, and we are the outlier, the U.S. No other country in the world has, as ambassadors, particularly to important countries, that percentage of political donors and political supporters that we do. All other countries, particularly to Washington, but also to other places, will send career professional diplomats as their ambassadors.
And this is a system going back. I mean, we've had some superb ambassadors, some brilliant men and women who have served this nation very well. And then
right. We've
had some real doozies, and we've had some real colorful characters. I know General Sicklo, I think, was a Civil War general, ended up, he lost his leg, I think, at Gettysburg, and he was sort
right.
of a rock'em sock'em ambassador to Spain. And Washington Irving, the author of the Sleepy Hollow tales, was also the ambassador to Spain at one point, if I remember correctly.
Well, that's right. And then those are 19th century ambassadors, and that was before the U.S. had a professional civil service. Since 1924, there's been a professional foreign service, and in fact, we're in our 90th year. Since that time, the predominant number of ambassadors, usually around 70% of the total, have been career professionals. But the other 30% are various types of political appointees. And our association is not opposed to political appointee ambassadors, but they should be qualified. They should have qualifications that are transparent, that are on the same standard as the career professionals. We think the American people and the president deserve the very best representatives.
We're talking with the president of the American Foreign Service Association, Bob Silverman. Specifically, the Court of St. James, which is the title for the ambassador, U.S. ambassador to Great Britain, that
right.
was a plum position, and it was usually considered to be a reward for somebody that the president wanted to take care of but didn't have a cabinet-level position for. But as we saw, even going back to the 19th century when Abraham Lincoln sent Charles Francis Adams over with an extraordinarily important mission, which was to keep England from backing the Confederacy, that's not, that's not a backwater. That's an important job.
Right, and I think it's important to note, Doug, that the British also have political campaigns and fundraising, but they have always sent to Washington as their senior representative, a career diplomat, because that person will know how to run the relations better because that's what they do for a living.
How do countries respond? Like, for instance, I've been to Iceland many times. I just happen to like the place, and I've mm-hmm. been there a bunch of times. And I would make myself available to be the ambassador to Iceland at the drop of a horned Viking helmet.
The chargé there, the number two, is a good friend of mine. He served in Afghanistan and Iraq, and he's a former Marine and as well as a diplomat.
Well, it's a country that I love, and I've been there a lot. But when you have a nominee, and we're sending a guy over there who's never been to the country and doesn't really
yeah.
seem to know that much about it. Doesn't the country take that as an insult?
Well, I'm not going to characterize with you in an open line how other countries might view it.
Well, that's very diplomatic of you.
Thank you. But I would say yes. Look, our country owes for ourselves, let alone what the other people think. We need to have the most talented professional people there, because that will lead to new trade opportunities and translate into jobs. That'll translate into better security for our country if we have people who've done this kind of work before, who know about it, or if they're a talented outsider, which we should welcome, by the way, as long as they have some background that indicates, gives everyone confidence that they're going to be able to do this job well and not learn on the job, so to speak.
What kind of a response have you gotten from Secretary of State John Kerry?
Very positive. As you know, Secretary Kerry is a son of a Foreign Service officer, so he grew up in overseas postings. His dad was in Oslo, Norway. His dad was in Berlin, and so he knows very well what it's like to be a family member growing up overseas, and he's very supportive.
Well, that's good. It would be nice to see, as we saw with Ambassador Christopher Stevens losing his life with the other embassy consulate staff members in Benghazi, and we've had other ambassadors over the years. It can be a very, very dangerous situation, going back to the Boxer Rebellion in China. I mean, there's been many, many cases where lives are really on the line, and the United States simply deserves the best representation abroad. Thanks so much for coming on and talking to us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay, that is... or that I should say that was Bob Silverman, American Foreign Service Association president.